Be'ez Hashem Yisroch, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th chapter in the Ramah Hilchos Eidos, Laws of Testimony, Yisev Hashem, the Book of Judges, where we continue the theme of the previous parakim discussing those of Psuli Eidos, specifically now the category of those that are invalid because of their being a relative. As Ramah gets a halacha off regarding there are biblical relatives and there are rabbinic relatives. Hakrevim Sum Le'edos Menatari, relatives are biblically invalid to say testimony. Shlomo says the pasuk in Devarim, Lo Yum So Avos Al Banim, that the fathers are not going to die on the sons. Which from tradition they learned that including this negative prohibition is that the father should not die based on the mouth, on the words, on the testimony of the sons, and neither sons based on the testimony of the fathers. Because not teaching is a simple understanding of the pasuk that the children are not going to die for the sins of the fathers, because that already says ish bechet yimasu, every man dies for his own sin. Rather, it must be telling us that it's regarding the testimony that you can't kill one from the other. But then the same thing is regarding all other relatives are invalidated for saying testimony. Now, Now, the biblical invalidation is el kreivim mishpachas av bovad. They're only relatives from the paternal relationship, that are from the father's family. Vehem ha'av, that's the father im ha'ben with his son. Vim ben ha'ben with his son's son. Or va'achim av, or paternal brothers, meaning that they all have the same father. These brothers zemze, one with the other. Uvenehim zemze, and their sons one with the other. Ve'en hadoidim benochim, and I don't have to say the uncles with the nephews, with the brother's son. Avashar kreivim, but other relatives, mina'im, that are from the maternal side, but from the same mother. Amiderech ha'ishas, or through marriage, kulam b'sulman debrayim, they are all only rabbinically problematic. Halacha beis. Now, regarding that about a ger, actually, there's no fraternity. Hagerim ein bedin hakreivim. The converts don't have any halachas of relatives. Afilish ne'echem ta'imim shenizgaru. Even two twin brothers that converted, me'idim zelzer, they could testify one for the other. Shagir shenizgaru, because a ger that converts, kakon shenel hu chashvaz, they consider like a brand new baby that's born and not related to their previous relationships. Now, halacha gimel regarding levels in the relationships in the family hierarchy. So, achim zem zem, brothers, one with the other, b'min aim bin ma'av, whether maternally or paternally, meaning from the same father, same mother, hadim medishin medishin, they're considered a first level, with a first level relationship that it is. Ubneim zem zem, and now their sons with the other ones, meaning with their cousins, are shein b'sheini, are a second generation with a second generation. And their grandchildren with each other are shlish b'shlishi, are a third generation with a third generation. Now, halacha dalt, you're always going to have a shlishi berishin. For example, let's say you have the son of Yemuel, who is the son of Shimon, for Reuven, who is his grandfather Shimon's brother, that's his grandfather's brother, so you have the third generation to the first generation, that's always going to be kasha, that's going to be valid. You don't have to say a third generation and a second generation, which in the sense, it's further away because it's more distant. Because you look at it like a mountain getting further away. The first generation are close, second further, third further away. So the third and the second is considered more further away than the third and the first, because it's really going back there, and that's how you get to the second one. But a second generation, the second generation, meaning two sons of brothers, which are cousins, second generation. I don't have to say second generation, the first generation, but with the uncle, they're both going to be invalid to say testimony for each other. Halacha hey. Now, ha'avim b'nai, a father with a son, is k'rishon b'rishon hu. It's like the way two brothers are, that's the way a father and a son is. It's considered one level away. Now, lafika, therefore, ha'avim ben b'nai, pasul. So a father with his grandson is going to be invalid because essentially that's like a rishon b'sheni. Because with a son is a rishon b'rishon, then his son is one level away. That's rishon b'sheni, which we said is going to be possible. Now, vim ben ben benoi, now with his sons, with his great-grandson, which is a fourth level away from him, well, that's kasha, that's going to be kasha. Essentially, that's like a first with a third, because every layer away, it's considered one more distance. So when the first one was first and second, this is going to be first and third. The same thing is regarding the females. Ketzad, how so? So if you have shtei achayis, two sisters, or a brother and a sister, whether they share the same father, same mother, they're considered one level. B'neim, their children, whether boys or girls, is shein b'sheini. The cousins are second generation with second generation. B'neim, their grandchildren, or their daughters, shleish b'sheish, is going to be third in the third generation. Just like you count by the males, Rishon, Sheni, B'Shlishi, first, second, and third, that's how you're going to count by regarding the girls, which, as we'll see in this, that's regarding testifying regarding them, and also for other things, as we continue with halacha above, regarding the invalidations that relate to the relationships that happen through marriage. Now, kol isha shata basala, which we just described, any testimony that you invalid, let's say your sister or your father's sister, Rishon Rishon, the Rishon B'Sheni, that we said applies to females too, kachat the pasul abala, you're also going to be invalid to her husband, because shabal kishta, the husband's like the wife. V'chabal shat the pasul, and any husband that you're invalid to, kachat the pasul ishta, so you're invalid for, to say testimony regarding his wife, sheisha kabala, because the woman is like her husband. Halacha zayin. Now, kol shtei noshim shein zoyim zoy shein B'Sheni, any two women that are considered a second with a second, let's say two girl cousins, actually, their husbands could testify for each other, because you don't say two times that the husband's like the wife only by a close relationship, but by a distant relationship, like cousins, sheni b'sheni, you don't say the baal's going to be like the ishta, and therefore those two cousin in-laws could say testimony for each other. Now, let's say it was a first generation with a first generation, that one man married a woman and one man married the daughter, which we said a father and a child, a mother and a child, is a Rishon B'Rishon, then these two tzigikimines, these two people married in, cannot testify for each other because that's still a close relationship. Then we will say Bal Kishtoi those two times. So to those who married to sisters, same thing, Psul and Zelazeh, they're going to be invalid to each other, but in Rishon B'Rishon, because they're considered these brother-in-laws as a first level and the first level, which we will say Bal Kishta. Halacha Tes. V'chein lo yod leben achois ishta. So they shouldn't testify for his wife's sister's son, because that's a Rishon B'Sheni, because the sister is a Rishon, and then the son is a Sheni. And v'lo lebal bas achois ishta, not for the husband of the daughter of his wife's sister, because we say Bal ki ishtoi, and that's again a Rishon B'Sheni. Aval meiru leben bal achois ishtoi sheyesh lemi ish acheres. But he could testify for the son of the husband of his sister-in-law, of his wife's sister, that son he has from a different wife. Since that he's only a bal ki ishtoi, but here it's not even, he's not related to him, it's only through the wife. And now it's his child from a different relationship, that won't be considered as a psul of korva. Halacha Yud, kol ish she'inat amedla, where the Ram now clarifies this idea. Any man that you cannot testify for him, nishu bal karei v'oscha, not because you're related to him, but because he's the husband of your relative, like in the case of the previous halacha, hariyat amedla shakarei, then you could testify regarding his other relatives, regarding b'nai v'ochav, for example, his son or his brother. V'chein kol isha, so to any woman, she'inat amedla, that you cannot testify for her, nishi eishes karei v'ochav, you're not related to her, but she's the wife of your relative, then again, you could testify regarding her other relatives. The father of the bride, the father of the groom, this was known as mochotanim, they're not really related, but their children get married. They could testify one for the other. It's not considered as a forbidden relationship. Meaning, if let's say his maternal brother has a paternal brother, so those two, they're not related to each other, but they do have a shared brother, one from the same father, one from the same mother, they could testify of each other. Shadein b'neim kur b'kol, because there's no relationship between them at all. Ketzad haso. So Rachel shenisses liyesev. Rachel gets married to Yosef. B'yodomen and Reuben, and she gives birth to Reuben from Yosef. V'hoi liyesev ben meishacher. Now Yosef had a son from a different wife. V'menashe, and he's Menashe. U'meis Yosef b'nisses l'shimen. Now Yosef dies, and now his wife gets married to Shimon. B'yodomen Yehuda, and she gives birth to Yehuda. So the Menashe Yehuda in Zelzeh, this Menashe and Yehuda, they share a common brother, but they're not related at all. They could testify about each other because there's no relationship between them. Reuven was the brother of Yehuda from his mother, who is the brother of Menashe from his father. But these two people are not related, therefore they could testify. Halachid Gimel, Ha'ishim Ishtai, a man with his wife is Rishon B'Rishon, is considered a first level. With a first level, therefore he cannot testify loy lebna, not for her son, okay, that's a Rishon B'Sheni, v'loy le'isha's bna, and not for the wife of her son, because the isha is like her husband, so that's like again a Rishon B'Sheni, v'loy le'bita, not for her daughter, v'loy le'babita, not for the daughter's husband, v'loy le'via, not to her father. Again, these are all a Rishon B'Sheni. It's just one level distant from his wife. V'loy le'ima, not to her mother, v'loy le'balima, not to her mother's husband, v'loy le'isha le'via, not to her father's wife, meaning to the stepmother. Halacha Yudal. Ishtei Arusa, his wife that's engaged to him, Av Bishlei Nigmar Ishus, although the marriage has not been concluded yet, there hasn't been Nisuin, Harehi Kinesu, but she's going to be like a married wife, Le'in Aedus, regarding the invalidations of testimony. Now, but Medrash Mumin, we say this about Rusase Atma is regarding the his kala, the one that is engaged to herself. She'ini meidla that he cannot testify for her. For that, he's considered like a Rishon Berishon already. But if he testified regarding the relatives of the woman he's engaged to, he already testified. Like, for example, her sister's husband, or her son, or her daughter, similar types of relatives of his arusa. We're not going to validate that testimony until he actually married her, because he's not really considered so close to the relatives in the fact that the marriage has not really been consummated, it's not really been concluded, and therefore it's only for her that we can consider it, but not for her relatives. Now, Lacha Tezov actually qualifies that this invalidation of Kirva is not because of closeness so much, but as much as Xeris Akasa. Zesha Pasla Torah Eidus HaKarevim, this is the Torah invalidated the testimony of relatives. It's not because that, we presume that they like each other, and therefore, okay, it's a bias over here. No, he cannot testify for the relative, not for his benefit, and not for against him. Rather, it's a decree from the Torah that this is how it should be. A lover or a hater is valid for testimony, meaning it's because the relative part is not because of oyav. If it was about oyav, they would say, then a real lover for sure should be valid. No. Although that someone who hates or loves is actually invalid to be a judge, as we had this in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Chof Gimel, but regarding testimony, the person would be valid. The Torah only made this decree on relatives and not regarding because someone that you have some type of vested interest or bias or whatever, that would not invalidate someone from being a witness.